Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kia ora team, welcome back to another episode of Own the Feels, where we're doing our damnedest to help you break up better. This means owning whatever we're feeling and learning how to deal with it. And today we are talking about uncertainty and trusting your gut feelings. So Liv, a really common thread that we saw throughout researching for this entire series was that a lot of you felt, and we've felt before, like nothing was explicitly wrong, but it just wasn't right.
And this can be one of the most confusing feelings ever, and I think it's one of the most relatable feelings ever when it comes to kind of any sort of romantic connection.
Yes, because it can feel like you are blowing up a good thing,
yes, like
for
you're
no reason.
Self-sabotaging. And sometimes it actually is that you're self-sabotaging,
yeah.
But a lot of the time it's not. So it's really hard to discern,
yes,
what is actually going on.
Because something that we have always said, like at Shit You Should Care About and just in our lives, has been that your gut feelings are your guardian angels. And it definitely rings true for relationships. We're always saying that they're like a muscle. And with muscles, the more you use them, the stronger they get. So, you know, learning how to dial into your gut feelings and trusting them.
It's a superpower.
It is a superpower.
It lets you understand yourself so much better.
Yeah.
And you just take those tools, not even in romantic relationships, but in any aspect of your life.
Literally. And I feel like this, again, to bring it a little bit back to pop culture, this feeling of nothing being explicitly wrong and you can't put your finger on why it feels a bit weird, but it doesn't feel right, is something we see a lot of the time, especially in the movies when we were growing up. Like, there's often a love triangle, right? I'm thinking Bridget Jones's Diary here.
Absolutely.
There's a love triangle and there's a person that you're with maybe and they feel like they're the person you should be with on paper, and then there's another person that you don't know why you're into them, but it just feels better, but you don't know who to go for. Or maybe you're with someone and you know it's not right, but on paper they're perfect, so like you should be going for them.
And then maybe you feel like you want to go for the other person purely because you can't have them, and
yes,
then whether you actually had the opportunity to be with them properly, would it be as good?
No. And it's like, you know, not knowing and not being able to have your cake and eat it too, mm-hmm, like the better option, like Bella and Edward and Jacob, like she had to test the waters, Loka. Like, no, like I just feel like this love triangle sort of trope that we see relies on the uncertain feelings and not being able to make your decision. And we don't want you to be in one of these situations where you don't know yourself or you can't figure out what to do. And it is something that only you can do. And every like scenario is so fucking different. But we're going to try and help at least validate you when you know that something's not right, or like we're going to help you maybe become okay with that hard decision to break up with someone when, you know, neither of you can figure out what it
was. Yeah, kind of like give you the support when you're not quite sure why you broke up with someone, and that can be a really hard thing afterwards, as we'll kind of go into, because you might be missing them, you might want them back.
Where's the closure?
Absolutely.
How can you go on to a new relationship when you're not sure what went wrong in your other one? Liv, I have a distinct memory of something that happened with you, actually, in the relationship you had at high school. But first of all, do you know what I'm talking about when I say this? When you had these feelings of it just wasn't quite right?
I definitely remember having feelings of it not being quite right. And I think I had them for quite a long time, and I was trying to – I think when I was younger, I wasn't even really thinking about myself and what I wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there was just like a whole lot of external shit that comes with being young and being in a relationship. And I don't remember the pinpoint moment, though. Do you have a pinpoint moment?
I actually do have the pinpoint moment. We were in year 13 and me and Liv took music class together, and she'd sort of mentioned to me that she was, like, feeling really uncertain about her relationship, and she was, like, you were just, like, it doesn't give you anything anymore. Like, it doesn't excite you that much anymore, and it doesn't quite feel right.
How weird is it when you can't remember shit in your own life? And I know. Someone, like, I do, I just remember having a lot of these conversations in music class.
And this was quite a pinpoint one because I was a really, like, still am, huge Swiftie, huge Taylor Swift fan.
How does this come?
Yeah, like, it's coming.
Just a little left bull you there.
No, she's got this song that I think I always wished I related to. And then when you told me you're feeling this way, I was like, holy shit, Taylor Swift has written a song that is exactly how you're feeling right now. And I played it. I can't remember if I played it on the piano or if I played it out loud for you, but it's called That's the Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift. And it's like about how she's with this guy who's sensible and incredible and all his friends love him and are jealous of the relationship. But she's like, she misses screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain and like all this intense stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, Liv, you're feeling this exact way. Like nothing is that wrong, but, and like every, like, you know, your relationship looks good and like, and it's comfortable. And like, that's what actually one of the things she says. She's like, he's charming and endearing and I'm comfortable. And like, she's like, she's just not feeling these intense emotions that she wished she was.
And especially when you're that young and you just can't figure out whether it's comfortability, whether it's love, whether it's like boredom.
Yes, whether you've grown out of it. Like, yeah. And so I remember being like, holy fuck, someone relates to the song that I've always wanted to relate to.
I do remember this.
And that, when we were writing this episode, that song, I listened to it and I was just like, holy shit, like, she is the queen of breakup songs. And that was quite a pivotal moment as the observer.
And it's so funny now because back then I couldn't figure out what was going on. Or I don't even know. Maybe I could and maybe I just wasn't being like fully honest with myself about how I actually felt towards this person. But now I look back with such clarity because I'm older. I have had more life experiences. I know now what I actually want in a relationship.
Yeah. For a long time, you had spoken about, you know, you had these feelings that you're like, I'm not really sure what they are, but it's just not like how it used to be and I'm not sure if I want it going forward. And then when you actually broke up, you forgot that you were feeling that way for quite a while, and then you were obviously incredibly upset. But in my head, I'm like, I remember you telling me for months that you were unsure about this relationship.
I was so shocked how those feelings of uncertainty were just totally, like, eradicated.
Your gut feelings, like, not there anymore.
Yeah, because then suddenly other things came in, like a bruised ego, like, yes, maybe you did care about this person more than you thought you did, attention being taken away from you for the first time in your life. Like, this was, like, a relatively long-term relationship in high school. And I really just, like, fell apart afterwards, and I think uncertainty played a huge role in this because I totally forgot how uncertain I was about this person.
Yes.
And I couldn't see it anymore.
And which makes sense because obviously you're feeling way more intense emotions than these uncertain ones that you had, you know, a few months prior. But yeah, I remember that it still sticks with me being like.
Yeah, and it really gave me a reason as to why we should get back together, because I was like, well, there was nothing actually wrong in the first place. Why did I blow this up? I didn't push through. Maybe this was just like a rough patch, like people always tell you.
Yeah. But in hindsight.
But in hindsight, it was absolutely the right thing to do. And a lot of my like devastated sort of emotions were, I think, a lot to do with ego and a lot to do with never having experienced that kind of like rejection before.
Yeah. Even though what was interesting was that you wanted it to happen.
I know.
And then it got flipped.
I know.
So you felt rejected even though you instigated it. That's something I've always been like, this can happen. So obviously.
Because I was going into something that I didn't know the reality of how painful that was. So I just didn't have any sort of idea of what I was getting myself into, and then I just really regretted it straight away. on a surface level.
Yes. Because feeling lost for the first time like that is no one's taught you how to navigate it.
No. And it really fucked up my identity, which we will talk about next episode, because uncertainty and identity are quite intertwined, especially when it comes to a breakup.
So I thought we should talk about a few more reasons. I mean, again, we can't really figure out why you, as the listener, are maybe feeling uncertain in your relationship, but we can give a few reasons that sometimes we can feel this way. So sometimes it can be your gut telling you that there are actually unresolved problems in your relationship that maybe on the surface you've told yourself that you're over, that you've gotten over, you've worked through, but perhaps you actually haven't, and you need to be trusting your gut that's telling you that you haven't.
Or things that you've kind of swept under the rug.
Yeah.
And like these feelings come up, they're really apparent.
Mm.
And they're like, yes, your brain's like, yes, this is a problem. But then over time, as everything does, it kind of passes.
But you're left with just that little inkling. That's
but your gut and your body remembers this.
Yes. And so it could be something like actual tangible problems and arguments and things that have happened within the relationship. Or it can be deep, deep problems that, you know, do turn out to be unfixable and is why you should make the move to break up with this person. Like, you could have just a lack of compatibility. You mm-hmm. might not be compatible and you might know it, but just way deep down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not that obvious yet, especially when you're young. You don't know who you're compatible with because you've not been around that long.
Not at all.
So there could be other, you know, there could just be other traits that you don't like, that you don't want to live with anymore, and you don't want to be in a relationship with someone that has them anymore. And again, that is okay. You are not meant to end up with every single person you meet in your life.
Yeah, you're allowed to break up with people. You're allowed to just not feel that chemistry anymore. But as we will go into, it is really important to kind of be a bit introspective about this.
Yes.
And really see maybe what's underlying all of this shit that you are confused about.
Yeah, well, that's actually the next reason that we're going to give you that maybe you have these feelings is that you actually don't understand yourself fully, or you need to look at yourself and spend some time with yourself so you know what you want.
No shame in that.
No.
Like, I'm 25. I definitely don't understand myself fully, but I understand myself a hell of a lot better than I did when I was 17 and had this breakup.
Yes.
So
spending time alone and getting to know with yourself isn't embarrassing, not shameful, actually really important.
And actually we learn through these experiences. So if you've never had a breakup before, like, you're just going to learn so much about yourself.
And then this is quite a common one, but maybe you just wanted a relationship more than you wanted the person. And that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, especially when you're in high school, it's like the cool and nice and comfortable thing to do is be in a relationship with someone. And especially when there's things like formals and parties and all the things that you want to share with someone else. And for some people that can be your friends, and for some people that's a partner. And so maybe you just got so fixated on wanting this, like, you know, Disney Channel relationship or like whatever we grew up watching
And I think that on this note, it could be that you thought you wanted a relationship with that person, in terms of like you thought you wanted someone with the values that they have. Maybe it's like them being really good looking. Maybe it's them being really funny. Maybe it's like them being really popular. And then as time goes on, you realize that those things don't actually align with like your innermost values and what's going to make you happy. I think a lot of people choose partners based on extrinsic motivation, which is what we've talked about in a previous Culture Vulture episode, is that what they think they want and what society has shoved down our throats that we want in a partner. But a lot of the time, those qualities aren't actually,
what you actually want.
Good in the long run.
Exactly. And then there's things that are very common when you're young, you're still trying to figure yourself out, especially, is that you just don't have that good a communication. Or like you're not being that vulnerable with each other or with yourself, because that takes time. That takes, honestly, age.
Yeah, and that takes knowing about yourself as well.
Yeah.
Like, how do you expect yourself to be vulnerable with someone when you don't even know what those vulnerabilities are?
Yeah. And then this is quite important, and this takes a lot of sort of self-awareness or awareness of your partner, I think. Sometimes you feel uncertain because you can sense that they've fallen out of love with you and they are not emotionally aware enough or emotionally brave enough to break up with you.
I've definitely experienced this as well, when you feel like someone that you're in a relationship with has like shit on their mind, maybe about you or the relationship that they're not sharing with
yes.
you, because they actually can't figure out what they're feeling, even though you, from an outside perspective, can kind of see what yeah. they're feeling. They can't. And then in turn, they're off. It makes you anxious.
And then you feel like you're blowing up this good thing.
Yeah.
But you're having to do the legwork because they can't admit that they've fallen out of love with you. Or maybe they can't even see it themselves, but you can see it in yeah, their day-to-day life.
I think
life.
That's pretty common.
So do I. And that's real. That is like hard. Advanced level self-awareness and looking after yourself
yeah.
to be able to do that.
To be like, I'm still in love with you. You're not in love with me. So I'm going to end this. Like that fucking
no.
like
And honestly,
snaps to you.
If you're in high school and you're listening to this and you can do that, that is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Go and be a therapist, seriously. So, Liv, like usual, I thought we would do a few stories because a lot of people have felt this way and they've written quite beautifully about it. So the first one, when I ended my last relationship, my ex said they were blindsided and heartbroken. But now with some hindsight, I think deep down they also knew we weren't going to work out. I spent a lot of time towards the end hoping they would do something so unforgivable so that I could have a tangible reason to end things rather than the heartbreaking, I just don't love you anymore.
I think that is so relatable. I actually remember when we were younger and this was all happening
yeah.
with my one ex. and we were sat in a cafe and I was just like, I'm just kind of waiting for him to break up with me.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I was just young and emotionally immature and I...
And that felt easier than you having to be like, I don't love you anymore. Can you just break up with me or be an asshole or
yeah,
something?
Because you can also sense that they're unhappy too. And yeah. you're kind of playing this game of like waiting for who's going to be the asshole.
Yeah.
Like who's going to be the one. But it's not who's going to be the asshole.
No.
It's who's going to be the brave,
I was going to say.
Emotionally mature one.
So this person goes on to say, it got so bad that I started to be distant, apathetic. I hooked up with someone else. Anything to make them hate me, and they still didn't bat an eye. Again, I probably should have seen that this was a sign that they also didn't love me. We were both just too comfortable, too indifferent to even want to argue. I looked at that period of my life and I want to scream at myself, just end things. And now that I've been single for a couple of years, I feel happier and healthier. I've learnt so much, and most of all, I've learnt the value of being direct. My desire to avoid conflict just created more problems, dragged out the suffering, and sometimes, even though it feels awful in the moment, the kindest thing you can do for someone and yourself is to be honest.
Oh, I think a lot of people have that narrative in their head that it's like, I don't want to hurt this person.
It's back to the ghosting episode.
It really is. It's, I don't want to hurt this person, so I'm just going to not say anything. I'm going to go along. I'm going to pretend.
Yeah.
And that really is the worst thing you can do to someone, because then when you do break up, which you probably will, then that person's just going to feel cheated, like
yeah.
of the time that you guys spent together, and they're going to look back and be like, was it all a lie? And it's probably going to take away from the actual genuine happy moments that you would
yes.
have had before this period.
Which you want to hold on to. And I think that this story has a really good point in it in terms of, you know, they weren't really arguing. Even when they sort of cheated, the person didn't react, and they should have taken it as a sign that there just wasn't something there. Because they just didn't care enough. Mm. And I just think that's a good thing to look out for if you feel like you or them are becoming apathetic or they're becoming like blasé about most things. It's actually a sign that, you know, maybe it's not right.
Yeah, and like just because things aren't being said and arguments aren't being had doesn't mean there aren't issues.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can confuse those two things, like, oh well, we're not screaming at each other, so we must be fine,
we must be good.
But realistically,
Taylor
no.
Swift misses screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain, because yeah. it shows that they care.
Like, yeah, I mean, maybe also not the best marker to go for, to have a partner who you're screaming at each other all the time to show the passion.
True.
That again has issues in itself, but in this circumstance,
feeling something is more of a guardian angel than neither of you feeling anything. Or maybe neither of you feeling anything can be enough of a sign that you need to do something about it. I love this person's, you know, the respect they now have for themselves and how much they've learned about being direct. It's like they've written the perfect story to send in about growth.
And they've only learned this through this experience.
Yeah.
yeah, they're screaming at themselves in retrospect, being like, just end things, so frustrating, like all of this time I could have had. But realistically, if this didn't happen to them, they could have gone through their entire life and then had a relationship that went on for much longer and
had a much more like detrimental effect maybe on effect their future relationships.
On their future relationships. Maybe they had kids, you know, these sorts of things. It's actually kind of great to learn these things younger, and then you can take what you've learnt into future relationships, not even relationships, just your life.
And that's why, you know, we need to be so grateful to the people that have sent in their stories, so that we are all not having to go through it firsthand. If we can avoid it, we can learn what to do. Like, these people are so fucking brave for sharing with us so we can then teach all of you about it.
So generous.
So another story. I had been dating my college partner for about 3.5 years and we were about to move in together. I'd been doing a lot of personal growing and loving the person I was becoming, and they started to slowly not fit into my life anymore. So there's that sort of harmony being unbalanced, like we were talking about in the last episode. Nothing was done wrong. I was just changing, and I'd repressed my own needs for so long. So when I started setting better boundaries, I started realizing that they weren't my forever. It's hard to leave someone you love in any situation, so there were a few months of back and forth because I felt regret. But when I finally cut the cord, I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. Now, I've been on the other side of a similar breakup before, and I know how heartbreaking and sad it is. It's sad on the initiator's side too, but a totally different headspace that you won't be able to understand unless you've been there. So I like this story because this person had obviously in the relationship been starting to do some personal growth, which shows that you don't have to be on your own to start looking deeply inside yourself. And it's one of the things we said earlier, is that sometimes you can feel these uncertain feelings because you haven't spent enough time looking at what you actually want. And this person did that, and then they realized that their partner no longer fit into their future.
And this, I mean, would be quite hard to come to terms with, because you're like, oh, well, my partner's not changed. They've not done anything wrong. I'm actually the one that has changed. But they've changed for the better for them. You know, they've grown as a person. And the harsh reality of that is that sometimes people no longer fit in.
Yeah. And this was 3.5 years. This was a long relationship. And they did say that they had been the one that had been broken up for similar reasons before. And it's devastating.
And I think that that is such great experience for them to have when going into a breakup and being the person who is breaking up with their ex, because they have so much more compassion, so much more insight into what it's like to be broken up with. I think that is so valuable when coming into a breakup, because I think people that have only ever done the breaking up, they're just not going to quite know how to word things or how it feels when certain things are said to them.
Yeah, the rejection is less.
Yeah.
You know, for them, that's still going to hurt, but it's going to be different. Now, Liv, obviously, uncertainty is incredibly natural, but fucking confusing, as we've been talking about. Except for those two stories, I feel like the legends that wrote them had come out the other side a little bit. But if you're in the midst of it, it's so confusing. I feel like we should talk a little bit about how to navigate that.
For sure. I think feeling uncertain is so universal. We can all relate to it, or probably will all relate to it at some point in our lives. But the way you own that feeling of uncertainty is really the important bit, because if you don't learn how to communicate your uncertainty, it can cause more pain to not just you, but your ex. And if you take ownership of what you're doing, it's actually what's best for you and your partner.
Yeah.
So if you're the one who's felt uncertain, these are some of the things that can pop up, some of the really hard emotions and feelings that you might have to navigate. So a lot of the time it's like we ask ourselves, is there an issue with me? This goes back to the whole, am I self-sabotaging? Like,
why can't I just like this perfect
literally
person?
Literally, like, am I unfeeling? Am I a horrible person because there's nothing wrong with them and they're great, but for some reason I just still can't love them, which can be really quite jarring to come across. So I'm just making it clear that there isn't anything wrong with you. The thing is with this situation, it's actually a really good opportunity to look into yourself a little deeper. And get to know yourself, because this can really help you in future relationships and the rest of your life. It's such a superpower to know yourself, know what makes you tick, know what you like in a relationship, know what you don't like. And then also it can be really confusing once you've done the breakup as to whether you should have broken up or not. I kind of touched on this with my own story. Like, after I had my breakup with my first boyfriend, I just was so confused as to why I had broken up with them, because I was feeling so much pain. And it can be really hard to, like, justify the breakup to yourself.
Yeah, or remember why you did it.
Because your body reacts in a really weird way. Like, it's like a bit like coming off of a drug, and your brain is suddenly like, I need this person. I miss this person. Like, the physical missing of, like, their body and things like that was actually really, really jarring for me. So that can be quite confusing. The sort of uncertain situation can also make you feel guilty and like a bad person, and that in turn can negatively impact your self-esteem. So when you fall out of love with someone, it can feel like a failure on your behalf. Even though it isn't, it can feel like that, which goes along with the realization that the relationship isn't slash wasn't what you imagined it to be, which again can be really hard. And then you can kind of unpack and overanalyze your kind of part of that relationship and what you have done wrong, and why, again,
like, why didn't it work out for me? Why, and on paper, it should have worked out for us. Like, I must not be good enough, or I don't deserve to
literally
have this.
I must have fucked it up, like, all of this shit that's going on. That can be really difficult to handle. And then also, it can actually be harder to get support from people if you're the one who has broken up with them, if you're the one who's fallen out of love. Because as we've seen in the previous story, you still feel emotional pain. Yeah. Like, you're still going to feel a lot of, again, as we said before, it can be guilt. It can be all of these really strange emotions where you don't even know if you deserve the support, which you absolutely do. So I think just knowing that, just because you're the one who's broken up with someone and you don't really know why you did it, you still deserve to be supported by the people around you.
You're not a villain.
No.
You're just trying to do what's best for you, which is why communication is very important, because you can look like a villain if you haven't communicated the way you're feeling, and it's like, you just blew it up for no reason.
Yeah,
you did
for sure. And you blindsided that person. Yeah. So hopefully you didn't do that, and hopefully you use your communication skills, which we're trying to teach throughout this podcast. And then if you were the one that got broken up with because your ex felt uncertain, this can actually be really fucking hard. So being broken up with out of the blue can just be so, so painful. Again, we were just talking about, maybe they didn't have the communication skills that they needed to explain what they were feeling. Maybe they didn't know what they were feeling, so there was no way in hell they could explain that to you. And so you're left like, what the fuck? There was nothing wrong. I'm still in love with this person.
And they can't tell me what went wrong. And it's because they also, they know something was wrong, but maybe can't put their finger on it either.
Absolutely. So that can be wildly painful. It can also be very hard to get closure because this lack of communication, your ex doesn't understand why they broke up with you.
So you don't understand,
and you're like, what the fuck is going on? But they're like, yeah, but I still don't want to be with you. And you're like, I don't get it. How on earth am I meant to get closure? So that can be really hard.
I actually think that the difficulty to get closure is the biggest reason that we should be talking about this on the podcast, because we've been talking about self-growth, looking inwardly, you know, like trying to figure yourself out better so you can do better by your ex. And when you don't get closure and you don't feel like you have anything to work on, and your ex can't give you that even if they try, because they don't know what went wrong either, and then it's all on you to try and move on past it, which I know we're going to get to, I just feel like the lack of closure can be something that drags it out for so, so long.
Definitely. And it can make you doubt yourself and overanalyze yourself.
And it's like with ghosting.
Again, yeah, create false narratives about yourself. And it can be so, so hard. So hopefully, as we will get into, because I know we're kind of just like reading out all of the
ways you
things.
Might feel.
Yeah, and absolutely, the ways you might feel. But we are going to try and give you some tools to navigate those feelings and to own those feelings. So another point is that it can be really difficult to convince yourself to move on, again, leading from the point of not getting any closure. How do you move on when you don't have any closure and you don't know what went wrong, and then you kind of feel like the relationship still might be open? I think it could be really easy to almost trick yourself into thinking that because nothing was tangibly wrong and I'm still in love with this person, like, I'm sure they'll see it at some point and they'll realize they're actually in love with me and all of this shit. Like, I definitely did that throughout my breakup, like create all of these narratives and actually kind of like break your own heart over and over again, which can be really, really hard. And then, as I sort of touched on before, made up narratives. So when we don't know what went wrong, our brain can often create new relationship stories to answer the question as to why the relationship ended. And these can be really nasty towards yourself. They can be nasty towards the other person. And a lot of these are untrue and just make the breakup more painful than it needs to be. And it can also expand on already existing insecurities. So say if you went into that relationship feeling like, I'm unlovable, I'm not funny enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not whatever enough, like I think a lot of us do. Deep down, we have these like deep-rooted insecurities from maybe our childhood or wherever it is. When someone breaks up with you and you don't have a reason for that, you can just take those insecurities and run with them.
Well, because you're like, trying to find out what it was about you.
And you think, oh, I know. Like, I know all of my flaws. And of course, you can't love me because of A, B, and C, which is just not true. And everyone has these feelings about themselves. And now we're going to go on to how to deal with a breakup due to uncertainty, now that we've kind of given you all of the things you might be going through. So if you're the one who felt uncertain and you ended up breaking up with someone, the first thing to do is to do some introspection and try and get really honest with yourself. And it's about asking yourself the hard questions like, where did your expectations of that relationship come from? Like, again, is that you got them from movies that you've been seeing and you've got these warped expectations of what a relationship is meant to be like and no one's going to ever live up to that? Or are you valuing the things that aren't actually going to make you happy, like good looks, like social status, things like that? Because these are kind of empty values that no matter who you're with, you're probably going to end up feeling like they don't, you know,
live up to this fictional movie or book or whatever.
Then really look at these things and think about whether they would work in a long-term relationship. But do that sort of introspection where it's like, how do you actually feel on the inside?
Like, be honest with yourself.
Really be honest with your values and really be honest with yourself and whether your values are the wrong values and whether they're going to bring you happiness in a long-term relationship. So that is a really good thing to try to do. But at the same time, try to not blame yourself. So realize that it isn't actually your fault that you don't want to be with this person. You're allowed to break up with someone. And again, it's better for your ex that you broke up with them than to stay with them and pretend that you're in love with them. Like, that's actually quite a cruel thing to do. Another thing that could be really good is to experience new things. If you're a little bit unsure of why you felt certain ways, you maybe don't know yourself well enough. And so it could be really good to get out there and experience new things, potentially within romantic relationships, like look at people that you might have crossed off the list, you know, look at people with different values to those that you've been dating previously. It could give you more of an idea of what you actually want.
And I think that's really good if you struggle with looking at yourself or the introspection. Like, sometimes you're not just going to be able to sit down in a quiet room and understand what's going on inside your head. Often it takes like doing stuff, like putting yourself in a new environment, dating someone new or becoming friends with someone new or trying something new and then realizing that the people you meet there are the ones that you vibe with, or, you know, the qualities that you like in a friend are maybe completely different to what you want in a relationship. And making yourself try different things can really help with knowing yourself better.
Yeah, absolutely. I find in my own life, I go through periods of experiences and then I kind of go through periods of reflection, and I like to, you know, have these months or whatever of new experiences, but then I need that time to come back and look at those experiences and think, okay, how did this make me feel? What did I learn? What am I going to take from this sort of thing? And I know it sounds a bit like schooly, like what you do in school, but I think you don't have to do that in a really formal way.
You don't know you're doing it really either. It's like a few months after you've done this weird thing and then you're like, holy shit, now I think about this differently because of that weird thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really important to learn about yourself. Also, what is so, so helpful is to be respectful and communicative with your ex. So your ex might have been blindsided by the breakup, which is really horrible for them. And you should try to have some compassion for them and the way that it has changed their life, not just yours. So try, I know that it might be hard because you might not know what you're feeling, but try to communicate your feelings as best as possible to help them understand what happened between the two of you, to try and give them that sense of closure so they can move on with their own lives. Like, they deserve that knowledge and respect. So try to give them as much as you can.
Because this is textbook, it's not you, it's me. But that's not enough.
It's like, not enough.
Yes, it is you. Because you're uncertain about it, and it's maybe not because of anything they've done. Maybe it's just because of you, but you can't actually just leave them to sort of connect the dots on why you fell out of love with them.
And remember that they're not in your brain.
Yeah.
They don't know what you're thinking, and you can't assume that they do.
And they're going to think you got that from a movie and not believe you anyway.
Yeah, for sure. But in saying this, once you've sort of said all that you can, you've explained everything that's going on inside your brain, don't hang around, because it's not your job to console them through the breakup. I've actually seen a few people do this, I think. Like, be like, oh, well, my ex still needs, you know, some love and attention to, like, help them get over me. So I'm going to help them get over me.
That, by sticking around.
By sticking around. That just does not work, and it's not fair, and it's actually not particularly nice of you to do. So it's not your responsibility to console them after a breakup. They've got friends and family for that. But again, don't feel tempted to call them up if you're ever feeling bored or lonely. Don't use the fact that they may still want you for your ego.
Yeah.
This is pretty common. And just don't sleep with them. Like, sleeping with your ex makes everything so fucking complicated, especially if you know that you don't want to be with this person and you know that they have feelings towards you and you're really just fucking with them, to be honest. Yeah.
Yep. Just don't sleep with your very, very psychological point here. Do not sleep with your ex.
And then if it was you that got broken up with because your ex felt really uncertain about the relationship, I think a lot of the time we put people on a pedestal in our brains, even without even realizing it, when they've told you that they don't want to be with you anymore, and then suddenly we kind of see them above us.
Yeah.
So a piece of advice is to take them down from that pedestal, or to try to take them down from that pedestal. We see people with rose-tinted lenses a lot of the time after a breakup. Our brain chemistry is all over the place.
And this doesn't mean, like, put them down and knock their confidence and stuff, like take them off their own pedestal. No. Like, take them off the one that you've created in your head. Like, make, put them back on your playing field, on your level, because that's where they are. That's
they
where we are all
are. On your level. Yeah. They're not some, like, oh my God, I wish I'd held on to them because I'm never going to get someone as good as them again. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It's something that we all tell ourselves, though, in our moments of insecurity. Try and look back at your relationship as objectively as possible. Maybe write down the things you didn't like about them. Mm. Like, you don't have to share that with them.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, don't share that with them.
In fact, keep that one for yourself.
Keep that for yourself. Put it on
the fridge.
Put it in a really public place.
So that they can't come back to your house. Oh, so to keep them away, put it on your fridge because you don't want them to see.
Maybe put it somewhere private in your bedroom. I don't know. And then that can just be a little reminder of the things you weren't that
sure about.
Sure about of them. Because it probably did work both ways to some extent. Don't torture yourself. This is easier said than done, but try not to follow the pain. This is definitely something I used to do. I would almost, I don't know if I'm being totally honest, you'd almost be addicted to that feeling of pain because you weren't ready to let that go yet.
Yeah, and because maybe you can say, well, obviously it was really good because I'm feeling this shit that it's over.
Like, it was so real, like what we had. You can just get yourself into all of these wormholes in your brain. So try not to follow the pain. If that's online stalking for you and you get like a punch in your gut every time you see a picture of them online with someone else, just try your best to avoid that.
Go and listen to our podcast about stalking because we actually have ways that you can try and stalk.
Absolutely. Try not to do the whole drunk texting thing. Again, so much easier said than done. And then, you know, if you are constantly playing back the good moments of you two together. I'm sure there's time for that once you've healed from the relationship.
Yeah.
You actually can't do that to yourself during the breakup. It's going to make it harder. So awful for you. So try not to follow the pain. Although no one is obligated to love you, remember that you are worthy of love. So this means that the person that broke up with you, they don't actually owe it to you to love you. And mm-hmm. that is a really brutal point. But it's something, again, this whole idea of radical acceptance. But that doesn't mean that no one is going to love you.
Yeah.
I know that that can feel like it in the moment. But just because one person can't see your value. And a lot of the time it's actually their own shit getting in the way. Like maybe their inability to see all of the things that you can offer and things like that, someone is going to love you. So just remember that.
And if they can't put into words about why they're wanting to break up, just not dialing it right back to it's because I'm unlovable and no one will ever love me. Like it's hard for them to communicate it to you, but you can choose the way that you react, however murky what they're giving you is to work with.
The whole thing of you want what you can't have, I think really shows up in breakups a lot, but just reminding yourself that
you don't want to be with someone that doesn't want you.
Yeah, and you don't want to be with someone who's uncertain about the relationship. Yes. And again, look ahead, put energy into your own life, your future life. Really harshly, they're not going to be in it. So you really want to put that energy into cultivating good feelings about yourself and knowing that, yeah, you are worthy of good things and life is going to be okay, basically.
And if you ever need to remind yourself of that, come back and listen to the stories of the beautiful people that have written into us and felt these feelings and have come out the other side and learnt a lot about themselves and felt good about it. And my last piece of advice to all of you is if you're feeling this way, go and listen to Taylor Swift's That's the Way I Love You, because I relate to it really hard even though I haven't felt those feelings. So if you are feeling this type of way, maybe it will validate you because it's not a sad song.
And music is just the best therapy in this situation. Belle, our beautiful columnist for Lucy's morning newsletter, she does a Saturday newsletter and she actually just linked her breakup playlist.
Yeah.
So find shit like that. There's kind of things to support you even if it's not people.
100%. And if you do find that you need that extra support, Youthline New Zealand has set up a dedicated and free Love Better helpline. So you can just email lovebetter@youthline.co.nz or text lovebetter to 234 if you need support or if you just need someone to chat to. Own the Feels would not be possible without Love Better, and it would not be possible without you and all your stories and all of you for listening. So thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
See you then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.